الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في خطبة في الحج، قال: أي شهرين هذا؟ قلنا: الله ورسوله أعلم. فسكت حتى ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، فقال: أليس ذا الحجة؟ قلنا: بلى. قال: أي بلد هذا؟ قلنا: الله ورسوله أعلم. فسكت حتى ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، قال: أليس البلدة؟ قلنا: بلى. قال: فأي يوم هذا؟ قلنا: الله ورسوله أعلم. فسكت حتى ظننا أنه سيسميه بغير اسمه، قال: أليس يوم النحر؟ قلنا: بلى. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم عليكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في بلدكم هذا في شهركم هذا. وستلقون ربكم فيسألكم عن أعمالكم، ألا فلا ترجعوا بعدي ضلالا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض، ألا هل بلغت؟ قالوا: نعم. قال: اللهم اشهد، فليبلغ الشاهد الغائب، فرب مبلغ أو عام سامع، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam and sisters who may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this great gift of Jumu'ah, and He has made a system for us to discuss pertinent issues related to our spirituality. And this system is carrying on for the last 1440 years. From the time the Hijrat took place until this day, Muslims all over the world, wherever they go on a Friday, have the opportunity to discuss some aspects related to their spirituality and their connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And therefore it is a very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives us the opportunity to learn, to increase capacity. It gives us the opportunity to listen to something with regards to what our actual objective and purpose of creation and being is. And it gives us the opportunity to renew our intention, to practice and to implement and to imbibe and to make part and parcel of our lives that which we deliver and speak about, and that which we listen when we attend these sort of gatherings. And therefore, our intention at the outset should be to practice upon what we are speaking about and what we are going to hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. No one is made and has been destined for hellfire, and no one is destined for heaven. Amal se banti hai zindagi. A person, whatever he does makes him worthy of the higher stages of jannat, or it will make him worthy of punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice and to implement the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's Jumu'ah discussion, I thought of discussing some aspects with regards to the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are but a month away from the Hajj, In less than a month's time, the Hajis will be departing from Makkah Mukarrama and heading off from Mina and then to Arafat and then from there to Muzdalifah and then to Mina and back to Makkah and carrying out the various ibadat that have been stipulated, the various rituals that have been stipulated for the Haji to fulfill. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself fulfilled these rituals and he explained to the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum what should be said and done on those occasions. And very often we say that this journey that the Hajis embark upon year in and year out is a once in a lifetime journey. It is a journey which is actually a game changer. It is a life changer for many, provided that journey is carried out in the manner that it should be carried out. Provided that we adhere to the advices and the objectives of that journey which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounded and he taught us in so many of the ahadith. Every step of the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recorded. And therefore, whether a person is going for Hajj or he is not going for Hajj this year, but as a mu'min and a believer, we should try and take out some time to read about the journey of Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially during these days. There might be only a small percentage of people from the community who would be embarking upon the journey. But everyone's heart should be there. Everyone's heart should be in Makkah Mukarramah, in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Arafat, in Medina Munawwara. Hai watan mein magar dil Medine mein hai. Hai watan mein magar dil Medine mein hai. Ey Medina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. We are in our hometowns, but our hearts must be in Medina Munawwara. Oh Medina fida, sacrifice be upon you 1,000 hometowns. Hundreds and thousands of hometowns be sacrificed for you, because a believer is one who his hometown is where his beloved is. If our beloved is in Medina Munawwara, our beloved Allah is in Makkah Mukarramah, then our hearts must be attached to these places, especially during this time when millions and millions of ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are going towards these holy places. And there are lessons for us to take from both places. What I thought of discussing today was some of the advices that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave during the Hajj to the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And these advices are applicable and pertinent for anyone who is going for Hajj, and it is applicable and pertinent and important for anyone who is even not embarking on the journey. And therefore it is important for every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to adhere and to imbibe and to take within himself these bits of advices. Of course, it is not possible in the short time that we have available to discuss in a great amount of detail the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. But just some little pointers, if we practice upon, then we will be taking a great lesson, and it will, even if we don't go for Hajj or we are not going for Hajj, we can make this Jum'ah a game changer for ourselves. We can make it a life changer for ourselves just by adhering to the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was known as Jawami'ul Kalim. One whose advices would be very, very short. It does not mean that he didn't give lengthy advices. On occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially towards the end of his life, gave very, very lengthy advices. The Sahabi says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed us in the morning until dhuhr. And then we broke for dhuhr, and then he addressed us until asr. And then we broke for asr and he advised us until maghrib. Can you imagine? What a long sermon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave. But on most of the time, the advices were very, very short.
yet profound in meaning. If a person had to implement it, it would change his life. If a community had to practice upon it, it would change the community. If a family implemented it, that family's life would have been changed for the better. And if the world adheres to the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the world will become a better place for us. Then the whole world will change. But it all depends on adhering to the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on different occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave different bits of advice. In the hadith that I quoted in the khutbah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he addressed the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum after coming back from Arafah. The world will never see such a gathering again. The purest of pure, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that masoom and sinless Nabi, after standing from Dhuhr right until Maghrib in dua, and crying and beseeching and supplicating Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala until his beard became wet with his tears. That masoom and sinless Nabi, after spending all of that time in Arafat in that particular fashion, and then going and traveling to Mina and making his salah and resting a bit in Mina, and after engaging in the wukuf of Muzdalifah, or going to Muzdalifah at least, after engaging in the wukuf of Muzdalifah, he heads forth to Mina. And on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is addressing the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he says to the Sahaba ikram, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, أَيُّ شَهْرٍ هَذَا? O my Sahaba, 124,000 of them plus minus, he asks them that what month is this? Which month are we in? And everyone knew which month it was. It was not as though no one knew which month it was. If we have to ask anyone which month it is now, of course, we will have to ask what is the English month. Because unfortunately, the reality is that many Muslims are unaware of what the Islamic month is. And that is another point that we have to bear in mind, that we must make ourselves aware with what Islamic month it is, what Islamic day it is. These are important aspects. And they keep us connected to our deen and religion. They keep us connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They might seem like small things, but they are very, very important things that we should be aware of. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, O my Sahaba, which month is it? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. They said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam know best. Not because they did not know what month it was. But they realized that this is like a rhetorical question that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking. He doesn't really require the answer because everyone knew that. Fasakata, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent, and the Sahabi says that he remained silent for so long that we thought now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to change the name of this month. This was the spirit that the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had in as far as obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was concerned. That he's asking which month it is, they wouldn't go and blurt out, everyone knew which month it was. But, Ya Rasulullah, it is whatever month you say it is. Whatever you say it is that month. Not what we think it is, or what we know it is. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and that gives us a great, great lesson. And that is, and the great lessons that the Hajis must take, and a great lesson that all of us must take, that we must have utmost respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We must make every effort, utmost adherence to the sunnah and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both the outward features as well as the inner qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many a times we adhere to the outward qualities, the outward features, and it is very important for us to do that. So we will lengthen our beards and we don the dressing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam donned, and we keep our pants above our ankles, and all of these things are very, very important sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But perhaps there isn't a greater sunnat than the akhlaq that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. That the manner in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke, there isn't a greater sunnat than that. the manner in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed issues, handled people and individuals, and the way and manner in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the mistakes of people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was never abusive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was never harsh, was never aggressive. These are great, great sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we tend to ignore. And this is one of the foremost lessons that we must take when we go for Hajj. Sit in the company of Rasulullah. When a person is sitting in Medina Munawwara, in the haram of Medina Munawwara, he is sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And feel as though you are sitting in that Mubarak gathering, in the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There must be at utmost respect, awe, honor, dignity afforded to that place. Value every single moment and second that we have there. Nevertheless, the Sahabi says that we remain silent. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent. And then we thought that he's going to name this month some other month. So, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Alaysa dhul hijjah? Is it not dhul hijjah? Is it not the month of Hajj? So we said, Qulna bala? We said, yes, indeed, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the month of dhul hijjah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ayyu baladin hada? Which city and town is this? And everyone knew it was Makkah Mukarramah. Everyone knew it was Makkah. So, but the Sahaba said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Again, they realized what the mansha of Nubuwat was. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam knew what month it is. He's asking us because he wants to draw our attention to something else. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam remained silent for some time. The Sahabi says that we thought that he's going to name this town something else. He's going to change the name of Makkah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa al-baldata? Is it not the town, Ummul Qura, in the mother of all cities? Is it not Makkah Mukarramah? Qulna bala. We said, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed it is. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked them, Ayyu yawmin hadha? Which day is this? And the Sahaba said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best, even though each and every one of them knew that they just came back from Arafah, so the day after that is the 10th of Zulhijjah, and it is the day of Nahar and slaughter and Qurbani. So every one of them knew that, but utmost submission and utmost respect to the question, Ya Rasulullah, you know, whatever you name it, it's that going to be that. Whatever you say, it's going to be that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent, and after some time he said, that is it not the day of Nahar? Is it not the day of Qurbani? So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, yes indeed. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all of these were very, very sacred days. The month is the most sacred of months, the month of Zulhijjah. It is the greatest of months in which such a great ibadat is taking place. It is the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And there isn't a city that is more sacred than Makkah Mukarramah. And it is a sacred day, the day of Nahar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he says to them, after building up this excitement sort of, that what I'm about to say is something that is very, very important. Very, very important that you adhere to, that you remember. And he said to them, Inna dima'akum, O my Sahaba, O Muslims to come till the day of Qiyamah, O believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna dima'akum, wa amwalakum, wa a'radakum, alaykum haram. Just as how these days, and this month, and this city is sacred, then your blood, the honor and dignity of a Muslim and a believer, and the wealth of a Muslim and a believer, and any person is sacred, just like how this month is sacred. No one has the right to unjustly harm another Muslim and a believer, to hurl verbal abuse against him. On one occasion, the Sahabi says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking and making tawaf. And whilst he was making tawaf, he looked at the Kaaba and he said, "How beautiful you are, O Kaaba. What a wonderful scent you have, O Kaaba. O Kaaba, how much of honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and bestowed you with." And indeed it is like that. Look at how much of honor, how much of izzat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the small little building. The small little building, let alone the buildings of the world, the monuments of the world, even the buildings and the big buildings and the towers around the Kaaba have not got that glory and that izzat and that honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the small little building with. And Allah subhanahu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by your Rabb, O Kaaba, I take a qasam and say that the honor and the respect and the dignity and the wealth and the grandeur and the blood of a mu'min and a believer is more sacred than you, O Kaaba. Can you imagine? What a great lesson there is in this. And this is something that we need to ponder and reflect upon. How many times doesn't it happen that we hurl abusive language against another believer? Would we speak abusively to the Kaaba as Muslims and believers? Sometimes we take the life of a Muslim and a believer. Sometimes we cheat and deceive and we consume the inheritance of a believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the wealth of a believer, the izzat and the honor of a believer, the dignity of a believer is far more greater and more sacred than all of these things which we regard as sacred and honorable. And this is one of the great lessons that we need to take from the Hajj. A great lesson that we need. How many times doesn't it happen that we cut off ties with the closest amongst us because of wealth? Sometimes a wife came and said that, "Maulana, today my young little child was lying down, he was awake, and my husband called me a dog in front of him." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the very same Hajj, he beseeched the ummah that be kind to your wives. Be kind. If we are going to speak to the closest amongst us in this manner, then what sort of, where is our iman actually? On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "Ayyul imani afdal?" Which form of iman is the best? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salimahu al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." That iman is the best. He didn't say that you need to pray the whole night, every night of the year, or you need to stand on one foot in the ocean and recite 100,000 times, "La ilaha illallah." He didn't say that you need to fast every alternate day. He said the best form of iman is that in which no one is harmed with the utterances of your tongue or the actions of your hands. This is deen and iman and Islam. And this is the lesson of Hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a very important aspect. He gave many, many khutbahs during Hajj. And just said, this was the first bit of advice, that we honor and respect the wealth, the blood, the health, the honor and the dignity of a Muslim and a believer. Then Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, "Wasatalqawna rabbakum, wasatalqawna rabbakum, fayas'alukum an a'malikum." That you will meet your Lord. You will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us. And this is a salient feature and theme of the Quran, in which hardly a page goes by in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remind us about the akhirat and the hereafter. And that is such a break for a believer. Morning and evening, we must be reminded of our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we say in the morning when we get up, "Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana." That was enough. "Oh Allah, praise be to you who gave us life after death," because sleep is a form of death. You allowed us to wake up after the sleep. It was enough to say that much. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam added one more word to it so that we can remember from the very morning, wa ilayhi nushur, and we are coming to you, O Allah. We are going to be resurrected before you. And that is the break that we need to have. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi so many times in this masjid he used to say that there must be a sense of accountability. وَسَتَلْقَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ. You are going to meet your Lord. There must be that sense. Because he said if that sense of accountability is not present, then he used to say you will need police to police the police. You will need police to police the police. And don't we see that that is happening now? You need scorpions and you need other people to govern people who are supposed to be of high caliber and honor and respect and dignity. So we have all of these things. There must be a sense of accountability. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, Ek din poochhega malik, ha bata kya kya kya. Ek din poochhega malik, ha bata kya kya kya. One day Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is going to ask us, tell me what did you do? It is not worth it to consume someone else's inheritance, to cheat, to lie, to deceive, to speak badly to someone just for a little bit of honor, a little bit of respect, a little bit of, so that we can drive a more luxurious vehicle, so that we can have a little bit of a better home, or sometimes just to go for a small little holiday. It's not worth it. Ek din poochhega malik, ha bata kya kya kya. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to ask us, and that is exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَسَتَلْقَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُكُمْ عَنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. He's going to ask you about your actions. He's not going to ask you about what you ate in this world, how much you ate, what you did, where you went for holiday. He's going to ask you about your actions. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in the hadith, that I am leaving something for you, and so long as you practice and adhere to it, you will never ever be misguided, and that is the Quran, Kitab Allah. And we recite the Quran, and we read the Quran, and Ramadan just went by, and a number of khatams were made. But, respected brothers, and friends, and sisters who are listening, we need to start making an effort to understand the meaning of the Quran. What is it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is asking us? And we are never too old. If we can learn how to update WhatsApp statuses and Facebook at ripe old age like 60 and 70, then we can learn what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran. It is never too late for us. We must take out a little bit of time during the day to read some authentic translation, sit at the feet of ulama and scholars, and learn what is it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us. Because Nabi Ali is, every day we ask for hidayat. We ask for hidayat in every rakat of every salah. We ask for hidayat and guidance. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is telling you that you will never be misguided. In other words, you will be guided so long as you adhere to the Quran. So we must adhere and try and understand what is it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May He remove the problems and difficulties and calamities that the ummah around the world is suffering with. May He make everyone's hajj who is going for hajj a hajj mabroor. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, those who haven't been, take them, and those who have been and desire to go again, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala take all of them. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to take the lessons that are there from the Hajj and from the khutbas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered during the Hajj. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.